April, April the 8th, it's the day we celebrate Buddha's birthday in China and Japan. As you know, Buddha was born as a prince of Shaka tribe, a king of Shaka tribe. And when he was born in the Lumbini garden, Nagas poured a sweet tea. That is why we pour the sweet tea. But actually, we don't know the historical origin about this, because we have not much record about the sweet tea, but we have record about the festival. We had right now. Maybe in Japan, they started to mix this kind of tea for the infant Buddha. And in China and in Japan, the infant Buddha statue is very lovely and very tiny. The largest one in Japan is maybe 15 inches high, which is in Todaiji Temple, where the big Buddha is, at the Vairochana Buddha in Todaiji is big. The infant Buddha is also big. But usually, infant Buddha for this ceremony is as smaller as this. In Japan, right nowadays we celebrate around 8th of April on Sunday. Here in America, Japanese people celebrate his birthday mostly also around 8 on Sunday. The other day, when we have meeting, we had, beautiful cake for the birthday and there's some of them celebrate Buddha's birthday right here, singing happy birthday. I think that is the first, you know, happy birthday song for the Buddha. many things is happening here. Zen group in America, including Zen Center, developing so rapidly. And after, you know, painting the hall and decorating flower shrine and cleaning up various rooms and hallway, we have this ceremony. This is, I think, very meaningful thing. The flower shrine and altar we have right now is very tentative one, the permanent one. I think this is very meaningful. The sort of practice is something like this, always something has been something like this. We are trying to improve the way we celebrate Buddha, the way we decorate altar. But if we roots the spirit, this is maybe this way could be very awful thing, you know, to just decorate without taking care of things. ambulatory actor, you know, goes around various places without not much, you know, artistic sense. But if we practice, continue to practice, like we have been practicing our way in America, something which is very meaningful and beautiful will result. Celebrating our Zen Center effort, headquarters of Soto School in Japan, promised us to give us another maybe $3,000. And they allowed me to wear a yellow robe. That is the robe I wear for the the first Buddha's birthday in Zen Center. I don't know why, but I do not like that kind of, you know, beautiful, something too beautiful. But today I felt something quite different feeling. I appreciate their appreciation of our effort to develop a Buddha's way, which has been transmitted more than 2,500 years. This is the most meaningful thing. In this way, if we make our effort, something will result in this country. And as the Bodhisattva vow is to continue our way forever. If so, Buddha's teaching, something which was told by Buddha, will be developed forever. With this spirit, we should celebrate Buddha's birthday, even the way we celebrate is not perfect. Thank you very much.